that whole idea of being willing to go the extra mile. That when you do that, you're always or almost always on what we call the road that is less traveled. It's not crowded out there. And I'm not talking here about principles or ideas or secrets for success and inner peace that have to do with getting ahead, with making more money than the next guy, with being better than anybody else, with accumulating a lot of things. I'm speaking here about the extra mile in which you are living a deeper and a richer experience of life, and that all of the other people that you run into in your life who are not there with you, or that you are observing living lives of turmoil and anxiety and worry and stress and so much of the stuff that occupies most people's lives is just not a part of your life any longer. I believe there's a place that you can reach, and I believe these 10 principles, they're not just something that I said, all right, I got to come up with 10 things, so here, let's start numbering. I've been giving commencement speeches for the past 30 years. I've attended many, many commencements. It seems like every year I go to a commencement. When you have 8 children, they're always graduating from something, right? Whether it's nursery school or grade school or graduate school. And I've listened to a lot of these talks, and I've given a lot of these talks, and they always, of course, talk about how the word commencement means to commence, and that you're going to start, and this is just an opening and a beginning. And then most of the time, there is a launching into the means for being successful that have a lot to do with what I call the ego. That is evaluating who you are on the basis of how much you get and how much you achieve and what your reputation is. And these are not what the principles that I speak about at all in the commencement addresses that I've given, nor will they be the focus of this program and what we're speaking about here. I was handed a book when I was a young man, when I graduated from high school, by my uncle, called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I read it when I was in the Navy. I joined the Navy right after high school in 1958. And I was aboard ship out in the Pacific, and I just started reading this book. And it really wasn't about getting rich, I should say. It wasn't about making a lot of money. It was really about living a deeper and a richer experience of life. And he was making distinctions in there between people who are able to create a life in which they live everything that they want and are able to attract into their lives the things that are important to them, and the people who can't do those things. And in the process of reading it, I was immediately sorry that I had joined the Navy for 4 years. And I had 4 years ahead of me to contemplate trying to live in a system in which I was required to be just like everybody else, and a system in which I had to dress like everybody else, and a system in which having a mind of your own was, let's just say, it was not encouraged at that time. And it still isn't in those kinds of operations. And this isn't at all a put-down of the military in any way. It was, I began to realize at a very young age that there was something that was much deeper about creating a life of what I would like to have in my life. And I also realized that I had been doing a lot of it for most of my life up until that point. That growing up in a series of foster homes and orphanages as a young man, I had somehow been able to figure out naturally how to attract abundance into my life without being consumed with